Welcome to The Good Mood Show. I'm your host, Matt O'Neill, and this is an episode of The Good Mood Boost. This is the part of the week where we get an expert guest to send in their best tip on how to feel good. I listen to it and learn at the same time as you so that we both can continue to learn how to improve our moods and feel our best. This week, we got a guest who has taught us how to conquer your summit and create a five-year plan. Really excited to hear what she has to say. The revolution is here. I'm talking about a good mood revolution. The Good Mood Show is officially evolving and rebranding to the Good Mood Revolution. There's a lot of reasons because of this, but the biggest one is that you can't just put on a fake happy smile and feel good. We know that choosing good moods means also facing our bad moods, of facing our darkness within, and learning how to overcome it. Because happiness is a choice. It's a choice of our perspective. So the Good Mood Show you love is going to continue on under the new name, The Good Mood Revolution. Get ready for the journey. Okay, this week's guest is Alakai Simone. She is an author of the book Conquer Your Summit, and she is a former spacecraft designer who has a real flair for art and left that spacecraft design to start her own company. And she just seems so unique and really excited to hear what she has to say about how to feel good. So let's hear from Alakai.
Hey there. I'm Alakai Simone, the author of Conquer Your Summit, How to Build a Five-Year Plan and Live Your Best Life. These are my books here. I also have a companion workbook to go with all of the learnings inside of the book. Well, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about my best tip to get yourself into a good mood. So a good mood will lead you to your best life. And in my book, I talk about three phases to actually get there: mental tools, planning techniques, and execution habits. But to get into a good mood so that you can live your best life and make those plans for the future, I focus on mental tools first. And one of the mental tools in my book is called mind, body, spirit exercise. And I believe that this is my best tip to get into a good mood because it's simple. All you have to do is stop. Stop what you're doing right now. Now, if you're driving or something, please focus on that. But once you can get into a safe space, I want you to just be present and ask yourself three questions. Number one, what is my mind feeling like right now? Answer out loud. What comes to mind? How do you feel? What are you thinking about? What is the spirals? What is happening up here in this vast universe of your mind?
Well, I'm going to pause here and I'm going to play along with Alakai. This is actually one of my favorite techniques, is consciousness, of being intentional and aware of where we're at. So her first question, the first thing we have to do is we have to stop. Obviously, we need to do this every day and stop and take an inventory of how we're feeling. So her first question is, what's my mind feeling right now? So as I'm sitting here with you, and take a deep breath, release all that tension, maybe take another intentional deep breath. All right, what's my mind? What's going through my mind right now? So ask yourself, what is going through your mind in this moment? Well, I'm feeling a little bit thoughtful today. You know, not just like overly jubilant and just more thoughtful and just kind of introverted in a way. And that's kind of where my mind is at. It's just considering things. It's contemplative. And that's what's going on in my mind. Let's hear what Alakai's next question is.
Number two, what does my body feel like right now? Do you have aches and pains? Are you feeling energized and amazing? Maybe you had a great workout. Maybe you feel strong. Maybe you're eating really healthy today, or maybe you didn't eat that great. You know, what does your body feel like right now?
All right. So as I'm checking in into my body, you know, again, another deep breath into that. I've got a tension in my right shoulder. and I could just feel a tightness there in my body. You know, Alakai was asking us to see what else is going on in our body. So to scan your body, is there an area of tension? Can you ask it to release? Can you ask your body what it's trying to communicate to you? What is it trying to say? What's this tension in my right shoulder trying to say to me? Why am I creating that tension? Okay, let's continue to hear from Alakai.
Present in what you feel. And number three, what is your spirit telling you? How does your spirit feel? Your spirit is this connection between your heart and your soul. And that is where your passion and your fire for life grows. So what is your spirit telling you in this moment? Okay, so why is this my best, you know, tip to get into a better mood? Well, it's because, you know, our lives are crazy. The world is crazy. It's so easy to go up and down and up and down in all kinds of moods. And in order for you to live your best life, it's best to be in a better mood to get there. So this tip allows you to be in a spot where you can understand, you know, where you are in your current state. What does that bad mood feel like? What is that current, you know, whatever the circumstance doing to your mind, your body, and your spirit? And once you have learned that information, you now can take that and think about corrections or how you want to feel in a different way. So learn from the now, live in the moment, and take a deep breath, smile, and ask yourself, what's an awesome thing I can do today or an awesome way I can change my mindset so that I am in the best mood with all of this energy where I have learned from my mind, body, spirit to be in a good mood? If you liked any of the tips that I gave today, you definitely need to give me a follow. Go to TikTok or Instagram, and my handle is The Summit Method. Or check out my website at conqueryoursummit.com for all the information that you need.
Okay. That is a phenomenal tip from Alakai. Highly recommend it. I had an alarm that would go off on my phone 3 times a day. And it wasn't like an annoying alarm. I went in on to the iTunes store, and I found like the sound of a bubbling, you know, stream, you know, just a little bit of water flowing over some rocks. It was very calming sound. And every time that alarm went off, and I had it go off 3 times a day, I think once at 10 and once at 2, and then once again at 5, it was my notification to stop, to take a breath, and to check in with myself. And I would check in just as Alakai had suggested. And I'd ask myself, where's my head? Where's my brain? Where are my thoughts? And just like we did in this exercise. And then I'd check in with my body just like we did. Hey, is there tension in my body? How is my body feeling? You know, usually our bodies are talking to us. It's one of the ways that these kind of subconscious thoughts that we don't want to acknowledge or don't have time to acknowledge, that they manifest in pain in our bodies. We're so busy running from one thing to the next that we don't often listen to the communication our body's giving us. So taking time every day to stop and listen to the body can help us. So this tension in my shoulder is probably trying to get my attention in some way. It's in my right shoulder. So the significance of this, our body uses symbols. My right arm is my dominant arm. And usually when I have tension on my right shoulder, it means I'm trying to carry too much. I'm probably trying to do too many things in one day. And that's true for today. There's a lot going on. There's multiple meetings and running from one meeting to the next meeting to the next meeting. So, you know, just taking that breath and asking that tension to release. And then, you know, maybe what am I going to do about it? Maybe I'll schedule a little bit of space in my calendar for later this afternoon, or go for a walk with my kids. And just making that intention to do something that would be kind to myself would probably have that tension go away a lot faster than, you know, scheduling a massage. It's probably not a tissue issue. It's probably a mental issue. And then the third piece is, what's my spirit telling me? And I used to say, how does my heart feel? You know, and that's what Alakai had said, is checking in with this connection between our heart and our mind. And sometimes my heart just feels agitated and like my chest is tight. And that's a symbol that you know, maybe I'm feeling anxious about something, or again, I'm not really connected with what my purpose is in today. So I don't have that alarm go off 3 times a day any longer. I did it because I really wanted to connect to this idea of checking in multiple times throughout the day. But if you want to start this practice, maybe just start with one. You know, set an alarm on your phone. I do have one that goes off a day still today. You know, it goes off at noon. So every day at noon, there's an alarm that just tells me to check in and stop. So that's a good place to start. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we do if we just accomplish and accomplish and accomplish and go meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. If we're not happy doing it, what was the point? So we all have 5 minutes to stop and take a breath and check in with ourselves and ask ourselves, what is my mind trying to tell me? What is my body trying to tell me? What is my heart and my soul trying to tell me? And then we can take some action from there. So really enjoyed today's tip. I hope you guys enjoyed it too, and we'll see you next week.